Hi, this is Andy Butcher, the editor of Christian Retailing Magazine, welcoming you to our February editorial podcast. It's when the editorial team gets together here and just talks through some of the things that we're going to be focusing on and working on over the next few weeks. I have with me today Assistant Editor Dwayne Hamby, who handles our books and Bible section, Managing Editor Chris Johnson, News Editor Eric Tianse, our online editor, Felicia Mann, and also a special guest who we will be introducing to you in just a little while. But first, at the turn of the month, the thing that's been taking all the headlines and grabbing our attention, really, Dwayne, is the whole digital publishing world.
Yeah, we're actually working on some stuff for the new magazine about the e-books. Apple announced their iPad last week. It'll be out in the next couple of months. At the same time, we have the Kindle that's still going strong, and some publishers are giving books away. We saw a New York Times article this week about some of the Zondervan books that have been given away free. Some of the publishers have already in the past given away some of the Bible translations. And at the same time, there's a little bit of a war going on between Apple and Amazon, trying, Apple's muscling its way into books, and I think it has to do with publisher. The amount of money they receive from the books. Amazon has tried to set a low price, as Apple has done in the music industry, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Well, the iPad, as we now know, it seems to have been maybe the worst-kept secret in the digital world over the last 6 months or so. Felicia, you've had a little bit of opportunity to kind of get your head around it. What is it? Is it the big game changer that everybody's talking about? What do you think?
Well, it's definitely a big game changer. What's going on is that now publishers are going to be able to put video in their books. One of the things that people are kind of concerned about is the fact that they're not sure that the book industry is quite ready for the things that the iPad can do for books. You can put video, you can put music, you can put so many different things within a book itself.
What's Dwayne, it's early days yet, but what sense do you get from the Christian publishing community? They've had kind of a slightly cautious attitude towards the digital publishing world so far. What do you sense we're going to be seeing or hearing from them?
Well, you have a few people who are very enthusiastic about digital books. Michael Hyatt, who is forward thinking as far as online and social media, he has really had a lot of enthusiasm for it. I spoke to Mark Kuiper the other day, the president of ECPA, and Mark is very excited about it. They think, it's hard to say right now. It's almost like an open road. But I see a lot of anticipation from some of the publishers who look forward to kind of seeing where this might take their books.
And also, iPad started out with five publishers. It started out with five book publishers already that were going to be in the iPad. And so far, Nelson has signed on, and Zondervan is looking to bring something out in July. And Faith Words also is looking to bring things into the iPad. So they're already jumping on the ship to get their books in the iPad.
It's clearly going to be big changes at the publishing end. It's going to be interesting to see what actually the implications are at the retail end of our world in the days to come. We have in the March issue coming up our latest Vital Signs survey looks at this whole digital publishing, and pretty much everybody says yes, digital is going to change our world, but the level of preparedness for that was markedly different. I mean, we noticed even one of our respondents to the survey said, Kindle, never heard of it. What is all this digital stuff? So that's that's not indicative of the broad picture of what's out there, but a little concerning that some people are just really going to get caught short. But as we look ahead, Dwayne, to the impact of digital publishing, are there any lessons, or is there any hope maybe that we can find from, say, what's happened with digital music? Is this going to mean the end of Christian retail stores as we know them? That kind of thing.
Right. Well, we have an article in our February issue that was very encouraging about music. Music sales have suffered for years. Christian retailers who have really, some of them actually have struggled with, do we keep a music section? In physical sales, the big box retailers are scaling down their sections and putting bigger video game displays. But this month in our magazine, we talk about I spoke to Greg Bays of the Christian Music Trade Association, who toward the end of last year, he said that Christian retail store music sales were down only 2.9%, which was, you know, pretty flat. He said flat is the new good. You know, everybody kind of says that. And the overall music industry was down 13%. So Christian stores have, at least they're not bleeding as badly as others. And I think part of that is selection. Greg said that stores have gotten really aggressive on their price points and bringing people in, loss leaders, things like that. And then just basically knowing the music, knowing the product, and being the place to go for the catalog and the backlist.
Right. Another thing just occurs to me is that there's a very strong gift-giving element in Christian retail stores, not just in the area of gifts themselves, but in the area of books. You know, people buy books to give to friends, to give as ministry, don't they? And I think there's a tangible aspect that's going to be remain there, whatever. I don't think people in the... It just seems to me they won't in the same way give a digital book to somebody who's grieving or as an evangelistic thing. So there is, you know, we can't measure that, but I do still think there's, you know, there's reason to be optimistic and hopeful, and maybe that digital is just another avenue, another opportunity for retailers if they can really start to understand what some of both the implications and the opportunities are. Another area of opportunity, Eric, drawing you in now for stores that, you know, we've been writing about and hearing about is the whole movie move that's happening with, you know, Christian movies being released in local theaters. And what's the latest you can tell us about that?
Well, the latest big movie that made the box office was a couple of weeks ago, the week of the 23rd of January. This teen-oriented movie called To Save a Life was released, and it was produced by Outreach. They do magazines, and they're based out west in California. And it was released and distributed by Samuel Goldwyn Films, which also distributed Fireproof. And they kind of try to use some of the similar strategies by having grassroots supports of Christians, churches, and what have you. And it debuted at actually number 15 that weekend and made $1.5 million, which isn't bad since the movie only cost $500,000.
And it also got some pretty good reviews from the general secular market that's often quite skeptical, right?
Yes, it had actually surprisingly good reviews. The LA Times actually said it was smartly calibrated film. And Orlando Sentinel actually said that for folks looking for these messages in a PG-13 movie, it was actually better than Fireproof.
Right. So an opportunity here for stores to connect with churches through getting involved in these kind of you know, locally sponsored events and so on. And then presumably when the DVD releases, that's another opportunity to draw folks back in. Do we know anything about the DVD release?
I think it's still early, but I'm sure it'll be released sometime this spring, if not summer. And then, you know, it remains to be seen, of course, if it's going to follow the same track as Fireproof, which is usually successful for stores.
Right, right.
But... it's been, you know, surprisingly successful. You know, they have other products related to the movie that's been released, novelizations and what have you. So, although this past weekend I was tracking the box office and it slipped to 18 and it lost actually more than 50% of the box office. So instead of making $1.5 million, it only made about $700,000. So we'll see if, you know, that trend continues.
Right, right. Well, thanks for that. As I mentioned, we have a special guest with us this month, Dave Condiff, a publisher of Christian Retailing Magazine. He's normally locked away somewhere doing all the businessy things that are needed for the magazine, but we're very pleased to have him with us today. To tell us a little bit about The Gathering, there's a number of different industry events out there. The Gathering is our own Christian Retailing and the Church Bookstore. Dave, tell us first where and when The Gathering this year.
Thank you, Andy. Yeah, coming up in April, at the end of April, April 21st, 22nd, 23rd, at Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky. The Gathering, our sixth event, and it's kind of has a personality of its own. We're told by folks that have come, many will say, you know, this event feels real personal, like a major convention that they'd gone to years ago, and they look forward to the kind of folksy kind of one-on-one time that the event offers. We've got a great group of vendors that are already committing now, even though we're 3 months out from the event. Folks like Tyndale and Zondervan and Thomas Nelson, Crossway Books, Hachette, Waterbrook Press, of course, major distributors like Spring Arbor and STL, and great, great companies in the line of gifts, Day Spring Cards, Caruso, Servant Publishing. I'm just touching a few.
Right. So plenty happening on the business side. What are going to be the opportunities in terms of both, you know, training, but also personal ministry and so on? What's the agenda?
Well, fitting right in with what we were talking about here, the folks from Symteo are going to be working with us on a roundtable at the event to talk about the impact that all of this
digital
new technology
right.
is going to have. Because what's happening basically is that sales that used to go to the Christian bookstores are leaking and going away in different directions. And how do we deal with that? And Symteo has some great answers. And so they're going to be part of a roundtable with us on that. I think one of the highlights last year for me, and I think for many that attended, is we actually will start the event calling the industry to a time of just praying for stores. It's been an incredible, incredible year for so many retailers, and it just doesn't seem right to go into an event and not have that be the focus to get started off on the right foot. We're inviting folks from all over the industry, including the Christian Booksellers Association, to be a part of that time with us. And so if you're planning to come, make sure you come early so that that can be an important part of your time. Otherwise, we do have more than 20 different workshop offerings being led by many of the finest stores in the industry, the people that are in the trenches. And all of those sessions are listed right now on our website. So go ahead to www.christianretailing.com, click on the banner at the top of the page, and it'll give you all kinds of different offerings to look at, from the schedule to the workshops to the vendors that are signed up and so on.
Great, thank you. Now, obviously, we know historically the event started for church bookstores as that that area of our constituency was, you know, growing. But it's been, some people may still think that's the case.
Well, I think many do. The event actually started as we started a new magazine, a supplement to Christian Retailing called The Church Bookstore. And our first goal that first year was to find out from church stores, what are your needs? You know, how is it that we can help you? And we've got some great, great response. And as the event has developed, we actually have had a number of independent stores that have come to us and said, hey, you have a great event. We got vendors we want to meet with and so on. But it feels kind of funny going to an event called the Gathering of Church Bookstores when we're not a church bookstore. So we went to the church bookstores and said, hey, listen, we got independent stores that would like to be a part of all this. How do you feel about that? And they also, well, absolutely, you know. So we kind of made a shift in the name from the Gathering of Church Bookstores to just simply calling it The Gathering. And it's really a time for all stores to come together, church stores and independent stores, and anybody that has interest and involvement in Christian retail, we invite them all to attend.
Great. Thanks. So come one, come all, right?
Absolutely.
April 21 through 23, and they can get more details at the website.
Yes.
Thanks. Well, looking a little closer ahead now in the coming month, Dwayne, tell us what's the big, you know, the big news in terms of the books and Bibles world right now?
Well, you'll see in our February magazine, we talk about Joseph Prince's new book, Unmerited Favor. That's a Charisma House book. Joseph Prince is a popular television pastor from Singapore, big church. So we expect there'll be a lot of eyes on that. Francine Rivers comes back with her first new book, first new novel in a while. If you know anybody's listening, we did a podcast with Francine last month, and it was a really entertaining conversation. You can check it out. Another book that has recently come out, and they changed the release date on it, so we actually didn't get it in the magazine. It was supposed to come out in April. I think they moved it up to January. But it's The Gospel According to Lost. Lost has its big premiere. Seems like Chris Say, who wrote the book, was invited to the premiere of, and I saw on his Twitter account he's handing out copies of the book to the cast. So that's pretty exciting, kind of a big deal for them.
And Chris Say, he did a kind of a guide to the Sopranos some time back, along similar lines, I think, didn't he?
Yeah,
he's kind
I
of the
so, yeah.
You know, contemporary culture viewer, and yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, we have a few Bibles coming out. Lee Strobel is a general editor for the Case for Christ Study Bible. This is an apologetics heavy Bible, which you know, seems to have made a little bit of a comeback since the New Atheist books, you know, this response to the New Atheist. There's also Operation Worship, the Bible that was a giveaway to the troops. There's a Homefront edition. So anyone who wants one of those, I think it's also a Christian retail exclusive. Anybody who wanted to be part of that but actually take a Bible home, they can do that. And that's... Oh, one more thing. Let me just mention, anybody who is interested in whatever's coming out, we still have the new part of our website, which is the product listings. You can go to the product listings. It's on our website. You can see what's coming from February on out, several months. Publicists are supplying this information. It's books, Bibles, music, gifts, DVDs. The whole enchilada. You can look down and see everything that's coming out. You can see a lot of images, a lot more descriptions.
And that's even more information than we're able to get into the print issue. So, yeah,
a great
resource. Yeah, thank you, Duane. Moving over into the gifts world, what's the key things that we should be looking at or we're going to be thinking of in the next few weeks, Chris Johnson?
Well, one thing that I have covered recently in our e-newsletter, Inspirational Gift Trends Bulletin, is that Inesco has licensed VeggieTales. So we're going to probably see some plush from their Gund division and maybe some other products as well. So beefing up the VeggieTales. And it's also interesting in the gift world that we see a couple of different companies changing their pricing structure, including Swanson, which is giving a 60% off retail price for its core products. And then there's also some new pricing from P. Graham Dunn. So I'm sure retailers will want to watch out for that.
Yeah, very interesting. In fact, we're going to have a report in the March issue, too, about my time at America's Mart in Atlanta, where it was very interesting to see that although, you know, price points are changing and so on, that there's still great interest, great strength in faith-based inspirational gifts, you know, not just from within our traditional Christian retail supplier community, but also the general market. So it's very encouraging for stores particularly. Yeah. Chris, staying with you, Chris, what can you tell us on the bestsellers list? What's happening there?
Well, on the CBA list, we still have Crazy Love at the top, and an interesting tie-in to gifts. There, Caruso is going to do a Crazy Love T-shirt, which is coming out in March. And so maybe we'll see some further ancillary products from the Crazy Love book. And also Jesus Calling continues strong from Sarah Young and Thomas Nelson on the ECPA list.
Great. And just you mentioned the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association. They've got a couple new lists, haven't they? They've just produced a list of the best best-selling books of all of last year from their data, and also one that covers not just Christian retail but internet sales and so on.
Multi-channel.
You can find those at the ECPA website. That's going to be very helpful too. Moving on now, I want to draw everybody in. This is the opportunity where we come to bring a product, release, something coming up that's particularly piqued our interest personally. And let's start with you, Felicia. What have you got to tell us about?
Well, this is actually early March, but One in a Million by Priscilla Shearer. I'm really excited about this book that's coming out. I heard her speak with Beth Moore at a conference recently. And this book is intended for her Christian audience. They speak at these conferences around the country to women, and the purpose of this book is to push women from complacency, and so it's a really great book that I'm excited about. It's called One in a Million.
And offhand, do you know the publisher there?
That is B&H.
Great. Thank you, Felicia. Chris?
Yes, I was noticing a book called The Lion Book of Prayers to Read and Know. It's a Lion book from Lion Hudson in the UK, but also distributed by Kriegel, a companion to a Bible, and it teaches ages 5 to 7 why and how to pray.
All right, thank you. And our special guest, Dave Condiff, what have you brought?
Well, actually, there's a couple things. There's one new book that Steve Tiller from Right Stuff Kids Books shared with me recently. He's actually drafting a title that he's going to release at the gathering when you do our author autograph evening. He sent me a text ahead of time of it, which I read to my grandkids, and they like, "Grandpa, this is great!" And so I'm looking forward to his newest release. I don't know that he's settled on a title yet, but Steve is a guy, almost every book that they have of 10 or 12 titles are award-winning books, and a small publisher that might be off the radar for some folks, but and I think it's worth a good look. Another thing that is of interest to me, we were talking about films and so on, is that we were contacted recently from the folks at Sony about doing an exclusive for our readers where when they release a couple new films here in the next 6 weeks, there's going to be an exclusive chance for Christian retailers to actually get previews right on their computer screen of these new releases. One of those is going to be the new sequel to Ice Castles that will be coming out, and another one, Hachi, I think it's a story about a little dog, and so something to be looking
Hachiko.
For.
Hachiko?
There you go. Thank you.
Bless you. And Eric?
Well, speaking of films, I'm interested in this new movie that's coming out on DVD. It was actually previewed at the last month in the Munns Group's Christian Product Expo called The Imposter. We've written about it in the past, and it's coming out on DVD later this month. And it stars Kevin Max from DC Talk and Jeff Deo, who was with Sonic Flood, and also Carrie Livgren from the old rock band Kansas. And I actually checked out today the Facebook for the movie, and there's a video of him playing Carrie Livgren, the most famous song for Kansas, Carry On Wayward Son, which is in the movie. So, very interesting.
A book that's made the top of my pile, I'm hoping to get to before too long, is a novel out this month, actually, by Renee Gutteridge, Listen. She's a very popular author. She's got a couple of suspense series and also some more humorous titles. And this is about set in a Midwest town where everybody's private conversations are getting suddenly end up getting posted online on the web, and it causes kind of all sort of chaos. It's got a very serious message beneath the drama, so I'm really looking forward to that. Enjoy her work a lot. That's going to be coming from Tyndale House. Dwayne, how about you?
I have a DC Talk connection for my favorite. For my item of the month is the new Toby Mac Tonight, which comes out this week. We got a copy of it last month, and we did a Q&A with Toby Mac that's in this issue. But the album is great. He's admittedly someone who takes his time with a record, and he has a lot of different sounds on it, a lot of great songs, a lot of songs that will be bouncing around in your head after you listen to them for the rest of the day. So it's a great CD.
Great. Well, we just need to close out briefly by just reminding retailers that they have the opportunity now to help name the best products of the year in our annual Retailers' Choice Awards for 2010. Chris?
Very soon they will, yes. We have received over 215 products that have been entered this year by publishers and other suppliers. So we're talking all kinds of products, DVDs, books, music, gifts, etc. And it soon will be time. I think around February 24th, we're going to announce that retailers can get online and just take a few minutes and fill out the online ballot and let us know who they think has the best of the year products from 2009 and previous, so backlist. There's a lot of great products entered, too.
Great. And all retailers who enter are going to have an opportunity to actually win physically some of that product. So there's real incentive for them to take
part
in
hundreds of dollars worth
absolutely.
Of products.
And some of the top products as well. So an incentive for them to go to our website in due course and check out all the details. Well, thanks again for listening in on our conversation this time. Hope you'll join us next month. And for now, this is farewell from the Christian Retailing Editorial Team.